Welcome to Instant Confidence While You Drive, coaching audio created and copyrighted by Lynn Kennedy Baxter, 2011. Visit www.beconfidenttoday.com for more information, articles, and guided imagery to develop and cultivate your confidence. Hello, my name is Lynn Kennedy Baxter. I'm a high-performance coach and a licensed marriage and family therapist. Come with me now for a few minutes as I guide you through four powerful and effective exercises to create immediate confidence for you today. This coaching audio is designed to be used in conjunction with the ebook, 60 Terrific Ideas to Conquer Stress and Be Confident Today, along with two guided imagery recordings entitled Relaxation and Confidence and Even More Confidence. Use this Coaching for Confidence audio only if you are in a safe driving situation where you would normally listen to music or a radio program. Do not use this program in hazardous driving conditions. As you listen to these thoughts and suggestions while you drive, you are alert and aware, paying attention to your driving so that you drive safely. Because driving safely gives you confidence in yourself. Now, every mile you drive, in some unknown way, gives you more and more confidence to be the person you want to be today. It may sound strange, but trust me that the exercises you are going to do over the next few minutes will make you more confident today. Starting out, rate your overall confidence level right now from 0 to 10. 0 is absolutely no confidence, and 10 is the most confident you could imagine being. This gives you a baseline, a starting point. So where are you on that scale now? Just take whatever number comes to mind and remember that number for later comparison. Let's start with a few thoughts about confidence. Did you know that having confidence means you trust something? When you say you have confidence in your doctor or your mechanic, you are saying you trust them. You trust the doctor to know how to take care of you when you are sick. You trust your mechanic to fix your car when something is not working right. For you to gain more self-confidence today while you drive means that you learn to trust yourself to handle various situations in your life. You trust yourself to do the right thing, at the right time, in the right way. You trust that you have the necessary skills. You could work on having more confidence driving a car, but unless you first know how to drive, the confidence won't mean a thing. It would just be magical thinking, and that would be dangerous. If you decide that you need more life, work, or other specific skills, go develop the skills through coaching, reading, taking classes, and practice. The more you work with this program, the two guided imagery recordings and the ebook, the faster you will become confident. So let's take a moment to also briefly examine what confidence is not. It is not arrogance or the need to be right all the time with everybody. Confidence is not being a jerk. Confidence is not being a jackass. Confidence is not being a know-it-all either. It is not vanity or false pride. Genuine confidence means you trust yourself to have the knowledge, skills, and ability to match the right decision for yourself and others to the right situation in the right way. Being confident is a process, not an event or an achievement. you will always face new situations and new circumstances where you again need to gain confidence. So learn the processes that you can use over and over as needed. First, take a moment now, as you continue to drive safely, to think about the confidence you want to have today in that particular situation that you are facing. I will pause for a few seconds after every question to allow you time to think about and answer the question in your own mind. If you need more time to think, just pause the recording. You may need a role model to help you cultivate your confidence. So think about, is there anybody in your life or in fiction who can serve that function for you? Modeling, imitating another person's confidence, is a powerful way to acquire confidence for yourself. Answer these questions now to give you the basic, specific data that you need to begin to imagine your self-confident behavior. What exactly does it mean for you to be confident in your situation today? Be specific. What will you say? How will you sound? What will you do? How will you look to others? What do your actions say? Do you have the necessary knowledge and skills for the task? Can you trust yourself to communicate well enough to handle problems and conflicts in the best possible way? You need more than just a wish to be confident. You need the concrete picture of yourself being confident to become confident. William A. Ward, author of Fountains of Faith and author of many words of wisdom, said, "If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you dream it, you can become it." That is certainly true of confidence. The second step now is for you to step into the picture of yourself actually being confident today. If you need to act as if you are confident, do that. A little play acting is very helpful as you transition into being more self-confident. So, how do you feel being confident as you step into that picture? How does it look to you being confident? How do you sound being confident as you step into that picture? Think about standing and sitting straight, as if you are proud of yourself in a healthy way, shoulders back and head held high, with a clear vision of what you need to do today. Think about speaking with confidence, not demanding or insistent, but with the appropriate authority in your voice, not whining, no hesitation, and no unnecessary apologies. Walk with confidence, not slouching down the hall or the street, but with a firm step and a good attitude. Think about the knowledge and skills you do have that are completely available to you right now to accomplish your objective. See yourself speaking clearly. Breathe from your diaphragm or your belly as you speak, and project your voice with strength. It doesn't have to be loud, just clear and strong. Look at the other person as you speak. Listen to the other person with your full attention. Rephrase their message to convey understanding, whether you agree with them or not. Consider what the expression on your face conveys to the other person. Are you smiling? Looking pleasant? Frowning? Looking tense? Choose the best expression for the situation. So now every mile you drive, in some unknown way, gives you more and more confidence to be the person you want to be today. Because that image of you, with self-confidence, is now firmly planted in your brain. Every mile you drive helps you bring that picture to life, that picture of yourself being confident, acting confident, having confidence. Now repeat this sentence after me. I'll break it up into phrases. Every mile I drive helps me bring to life that picture of myself being confident, acting confident, having confidence. Every mile I drive helps me bring to life that image of myself being confident, acting confident, having confidence. And once again, for good measure, every mile I drive helps me bring to life that image of myself being confident, acting confident, having confidence. You're probably very pleased with your growing sense of confidence now, even if you don't fully understand how this could be true so quickly. It will become more evident during your day today. Next, I will teach you how to anchor confidence in your body. Listen to the instructions first, then I'll go back and guide you through the procedure of anchoring confidence step by step by using a light squeeze of the steering wheel. Take a few moments right now, keeping your attention on your driving, to remember three times that you have felt confident and strong and acted confident and powerful in the past. As you remember each time, lightly squeeze the steering wheel with your dominant hand, right hand if you are right-handed. Lightly squeeze the steering wheel with each memory of feeling confident and strong or confident and powerful to anchor the memories. Now, the first one. Remember a time you felt confident and strong or confident and powerful. It may have been some time that was minor, or it may have been something very important, or some time in between. Just take what comes to mind and trust your inner wisdom. Remember this time as clearly as you can, where you were, who was there with you, and what you were doing. Dial up the intensity of that memory. Make the colors bright and the sounds clear, and this feeling as strong as possible. Now, lightly squeeze the steering wheel with your dominant hand. Now think of a second time when you felt confident and strong or confident and powerful. Again, just take whatever memory comes to mind. It may have been something quite significant, or it may have been something relatively minor. And remember that time as clearly as you can, where you were, who was there, and what you were doing. Turn up the intensity and make that memory as clear as you can. Now, lightly squeeze the steering wheel again with your dominant hand. And think of a third time now when you felt confident and strong, or confident and powerful. And just remember that time as clearly as you can. Just take whatever comes. Where were you? Who was there with you? And what were you doing? And again, dial up the intensity and make the memory as vivid as possible. Now, for the third time, lightly squeeze the steering wheel with your dominant hand. Good. Now think about today and the time or times you will want to have all that confidence, all that strength, and all that power available to you. Make this picture as clear and vivid and colorful as you can imagine. And with your other hand, lightly squeeze the steering wheel. Good. Now, with both hands, lightly squeeze the steering wheel at the same time to join all of your experiences together, so that all of the confidence you do have is now available to you at that time and that place where you need it today. Some people are surprised to experience a slight physical sensation of some kind that confirms this link when they squeeze both hands on the steering wheel at the same time. Even if you didn't notice anything because you're busy driving, the experiences are still connected in your mind and body now. Great. I'd like to further suggest that when you arrive at your destination, you will see something. Something new and different, or something you have seen 1,000 times before. Something commonplace, or something unusual. But this time is different, because seeing it this time, suddenly, or maybe gradually, surprisingly, causes you to think of something that makes you feel more confident than you ever thought possible. Because all the time you have been driving, the other part of your brain has been generating or finding in you the confidence you already have stored away, or the confidence you had forgotten about that you need to have today. That confidence is available to you right now as you notice and call on it from minute to minute. Enjoy the added confidence you have just gained. Notice how your body feels. Notice that you may also have a little more peace of mind because you have taken concrete actions to gain confidence almost instantly. There is one more exercise for you to do today as you drive at the end of your day. You need to remember to do this exercise. It is very easy for you to continue to raise your confidence level with this exercise because you will be focused on improving your skills. And as you know, skill development is an essential part of your building your confidence every day. First, remember 5 things you did well today, even if they are small things or things that you think you do all the time. Identify five things that you can feel good about. Five things for which you can give yourself a pat on the back and allow yourself to feel good and confident. Again, I stress that these do not need to be major accomplishments. In fact, pick relatively small actions to acknowledge yourself for. Take a moment now to do that. I will leave a minute of silence on this recording for you to discover and recall those five things, and then I'll give you one more instruction. Now, think of one thing out of your day that you need to do better. Then think about how you can improve and do that better next time. Don't start with a but, because that little word discounts all the good stuff you just finished identifying. Let me give you a couple of examples. A salesperson whom I worked with said, "I did a great job contacting 6 prospects today. That's really good, and I feel great about it. To improve tomorrow, I need to work on my sales pitch tonight, so I'll draft a better script." A parent who did this exercise said, "I was proud of the way I handled that problem with Susie. I did a good job, and I feel good about myself as a parent. To be a better parent tomorrow, I need to stop missing Susie's soccer games, so I'm going to enter all of her games in my calendar right now." A golfer was working on his confidence and said, "That drive on the 7th hole was pretty good today. I really feel good about it. And I need to do better on my short game, so I'll practice my putting for an hour after work before I play again." This strategy will give you a huge payoff in more confidence. It's so easy. Remember 5 things you did well today, identify one thing you need to improve, and decide how to improve it. What you work on improving may or may not be related to the 5 specific things you did well. It is very important to remember that when you identify what you need to improve, that you don't use the word but to discount the other 5 good things. Use the word and if that makes it easier. "I did great, and I can still do better." Finally, you will have more confidence today knowing that your purchase of Instant Confidence While You Drive coaching program has helped a child with cleft palate and cleft lip have surgery to correct these birth defects. I donate a portion of my proceeds to SmileTrain.com to help provide surgery around the world for children born with these disfiguring defects. The child who receives corrective surgery will have so much more confidence throughout his or her life as a result of our support. You can feel so good about this and boost your own confidence even more, knowing that you have contributed confidence to a deserving child simply by using this program to create your own instant confidence. In finishing up this program, go inside now and again rate your confidence level on that 0 to 10 scale, with 10 being most confident. This gives you a measure of improvement from the beginning of this program a little while ago to now. Do this program frequently while you drive, and you will find that you are cultivating more and more healthy, genuine confidence. Each day of confidence builds on yesterday's confidence. All four parts of this program are designed to work together in your conscious and unconscious mind. This coaching audio and the ebook, 60 Terrific Ideas to Conquer Stress and Be Confident Today, both work in your conscious mind. The two guided imagery recordings, Relaxation and Confidence, and Even More Confidence, that you listen to when you go to sleep, help your intuitive or unconscious mind nurture your confidence from within. You are bound to have a wealth of lasting confidence using all four programs. So take a deep breath. Good work today. Give yourself a pat on the back. Cherish the confidence you have gained here and appreciate what you've done for yourself today. It feels so good. You are now entitled to have all of the healthy confidence you desire. Enjoy today. And thank you for this opportunity to guide you as you have instant confidence today. Please visit me at www.beconfidenttoday.com and let me know how you are doing.